Hi, I'm Jonathan Garrig, a program manager on the Windows Store team. Before your customers can acquire your app from the Windows Store, you'll need to sign up for a Windows Store developer account. Today, I'll show you an overview of the sign-up process and provide some insights into a few of the key questions you'll need to answer as part of signing up. From working on your app in Visual Studio, you can find a link to signing up to the store from the Store menu. Follow the link to Open Developer Account. After reviewing this initial page, follow the Register Now link. To use the Windows Store Dev Center, you first need to log in with a Microsoft account, or create one if you don't have one already. Before you start the actual process of signing up, it's worthwhile to take a moment to decide which Microsoft account you would like to use to sign up to the Windows Store. This is important because this can't be changed later, and the apps you publish are going to be permanently associated with the Microsoft account you sign up with. If you already have an account as a Microsoft developer somewhere else, such as the Windows Phone Marketplace, you can use the same Microsoft account to sign up for the Windows Store. If you do this, your developer identity and publisher name will be the same for all of your Windows and other apps. Also, some of the fields during Windows Store signup will be pre-filled, and any changes made to your identity here apply everywhere your account is used. It's also a good idea to consider whether you are going to be sharing the account credentials with anyone else, for example, if you work as part of a team. If this is the case, you probably don't want to use your personal Microsoft account, as it likely contains personal information that you might not want to share with other people, for example, access to your email and contacts. If you are signing up on behalf of a company, it's a good idea to create a new Microsoft account for the company rather than using your personal Microsoft account. Let's talk a little bit about security. The Microsoft account that you use with the Windows Store gives you the ability to publish and modify your apps and the ability to specify where the money from your app sales is deposited. Because the Microsoft account is what secures this information, the Windows Store Dev Center has special security requirements for logging in that might go beyond what you are used to for other services. In certain circumstances, the Windows Store requires what we call strong authentication, something in addition to your username and password. This can be a trusted Windows 8 PC, an additional email address, or a phone number. Make sure that the Microsoft account that you sign up with has at least one of these methods configured so that you can respond easily to the secondary authentication request when it comes. If you are signing up for a company where many people are going to need access to the account, it's also a good idea to route the secondary proof email address to an alias so that your coworkers can still log in if they need to do so and you are on vacation. One of the key choices you will need to make during sign-up is whether to sign up as an individual or a company. Company accounts require a little more verification because we need to make sure that you're authorized to create an account on the company's behalf. In addition, only company accounts can submit desktop applications to the store. Also, company accounts can submit Windows Store apps that use a few additional capabilities, which are not needed by most apps, but can be important for apps intended for things like corporate intranets or banking. You can follow the link on this page for more information about the details. If you are a sole proprietor or an individual, you should select the Individual Account Type option. With an individual account, if you're in the United States, you'll need to supply your Social Security number to receive payments. With a company account, if you're in the United States, you'll need to supply your employer identification number. If you plan on incorporating soon, you might want to do this first, as you can't change the account type later. The email address that you enter here will be the one to which notifications about app publishing events will be sent. The publisher display name you enter during signup will become your brand in the store, so pick it carefully. Your customers will come to know your apps by this name, so pick a name that uniquely represents your identity and your products. For company accounts only, you'll be asked to enter contact information for an approver who can verify that you have permission to publish apps for the company. This person has to respond before your apps can be published, so make sure they are aware that they will be contacted by the store. Accept the App Developer Agreement to continue with your registration. If you have a registration code, enter it here. I'm using one today for the purposes of this demo. Enter the info about your payment method. This is required even if you have a registration code. Confirm your order. From here, you can continue to your new dashboard for your apps, or do some additional setup to configure how you will get paid for your app sales. You can now start defining and uploading your apps right away. This concludes our walkthrough of the sign-up process to become a Windows Store developer. Thanks for watching, and I look forward to seeing your apps in the Windows Store.